Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome, and gosh, we made it this far. Oh, I don't know about Chad.
I know, we're like...
Oh my God, Chad's like no smile, no nothing.
The coffee hasn't kicked in yet.
I guess. I missed my coffee. I'm like, oh, we're here, but anyways.
You missed your coffee?
Yeah. I mean, I had it, but I always have like one more,
like,
you know?
Cutting it out?
No. That would be dangerous. No. I love my one coffee in the morning.
I was going to say blasphemous.
I know. So, gosh, anyways, I do want to remind anybody, if you were just tuning in with us right now, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm going to be leaving for Tahoe soon, so I'm
Do you ever
good.
Even buy any gifts, or do you just
no.
not even do
well,
the gift
for our
thing?
Well, for our son, we do.
Yeah.
And then for nobody else.
Okay. What was the gift of the year, or can you...
For my son, he wanted a 3D printer. I don't know if you've ever seen
those things. Oh, okay.
So those are the ones that... You can create little plastic figurines. You put in coding
on
your computer.
Oh, that's totally cool.
And you can then create little images, and they're all...
And they actually come out like images, not
as a
piece of paper.
Yeah, well, no, it's a big, probably 2x3 foot printer, and you put in plastic, and it melts it, and it configures these little
figurines. How fun is that?
Yeah.
What else are they going to think of, I'm telling you? I don't know. Well, in baby world, because I've got my grandchildren, and they all are into Paw Patrol, so we did Pop...
I remember those days. I remember those days.
Yeah. So how about you, Tom? Do you have what's your kids?
It's hockey and Apple products.
Oh, and Apple products.
Those are the two things that make the kids happy.
Okay. So that means they're getting their own computers or iPads or phone.
Yes, all of the above.
Yeah, I know. You know what? It jumps from like baby to iPad.
Oh, absolutely.
I know, or else maybe iPad right away. I don't know.
You know, I have a funny story. I went to lunch with a good friend of mine, and she brought her grandson, who she babysits a couple times a week. And the mom is so against the iPad idea. And I look at her, and I said, aren't you grandma? And she's like, yeah. And I said, are you taking care of the kid, or is she? And she's like, I am. And I said, is he fussy right now? And so I literally brought up YouTube, and I put an educational video, and I said, watch.
and he was
quiet, happiest kid ever. And I said, look, your grandma, be grandma.
There you go.
I mean, you did your job.
Right.
If mom doesn't like it, then mom can watch her own child.
I
had to learn that the hard way, too, because I was set in my ways when I had my kid. But if grandma's going to watch him, let grandma be grandma.
It's on their terms, yes. Right? Right. Talking about on our terms, okay, and really quick, and then we'll get started with our show. But we actually just had a fence put around our pool. Because when my kids were young, right, we taught them, like, you know, don't go in a backyard without it. And so, of course, we had our pool, never thinking about grandchildren. And, oh, my God, I'm telling you, it was like, mom, you have to come over to our house. And we were like, no, we're not. Well, then we're not, you know. So, and I get it. So, anyways, we ended up putting
I'd be like, watch your kid.
I know. But, anyways, we put a fence around. Great job. And if anybody needs a fence, please reach out to me because I want to share who did it. And, again, they did a great job. So,
awesome.
Done. One more job done. Anyways. All right. For anybody that's just tuning in with us, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And of course, we always start our show with some inspiration. And may your walls know joy. May every room hold laughter and every window open to a great possibility. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number to call us. That is the number to get in touch with us. If you have an event or business, or you just want to, again, tell us what a good job we're doing, or just say hi or say happy holidays, please call us. We want to hear from you. Also, you can email us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com or wherever. Lots of places, but also you can download our podcast at iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. With that, when you call up, make sure you get one of our newsletters that tells a little bit about all the things that we're doing. And we're going to be doing some pet adoption, right, in the new year?
We're going to start featuring some adoptable pets.
Yeah. You guys been a lot of...
They're flying.
I know.
I mean, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But it's this time of year is very, very busy for us.
I love it.
It's great. And
yeah.
Adoptions are high and animals are getting homes. So
It's a win-win. All right. Well, I do want to talk about our first guest. And of course, that is Ransom Stevens. And of course, his book is The Left Brain Speaks, The Right Brain Laughs. Also, we're going to talk with Dr. Peter Borton talking about his book, The Well Life. And of course, that's the first hour. We've got a whole another hour. All right, let's bring our first guest on. And Ransom, are you there?
I am here.
How are you doing? Great. How are you?
Excellent.
Well, happy holidays.
And happy holidays to you too.
Well, thank you. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And I love the left brain speaks and the right brain laughs. Okay, you start off with some comedy right off the bat.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. So the left brain speaks, the right brain laughs is kind of an example, because the left brain tells the joke and the right brain gets the joke. So it's lateral thought right there. Anyway, you asked me to say something about me. Well, I'm a physicist and a Raider fan, and Christmas Eve, I believe the Raiders are playing this afternoon.
Oh, there you go. Thanks for sharing. All right, that's perfect. You know what? I'm sure it will be on in our house later.
I was wondering, is that a joke?
I know.
Hey. Oh. We wear black.
Oh, God. So tell us, equipped to let our creative juices flow as children, but sometimes not as an adult?
Well, it has to do with expertise in kind of an ironic and funny way. Expertise, you know, the word comes from the word experience, and children don't have experience. And babies don't have any experience, not even, you know, just starting to figure out how the world works and how their senses connect. So the reason that children tend to be just to have more raw creativity is that they're simply more raw. And as we become experts at things in our lives, you know, we start to reject ideas because they won't work. We know they won't work. But then when we're trying to innovate, when we're facing a new challenge, something that, you know, either we want to create something or there's some challenge in our lives. I like to picture Michelangelo. You know, here he is. He gets this great big block of marble, and he's got to figure out what to do with it. You know, I can chop that thing into 1,000 bookends and sell them out on the streets of Rome. Or I could carve David, the perfect human being. And he's got to figure out how to do it. And if it's the first time you've tried to do something, then you're not an expertise. You're not an expert, and your expertise is kind of behind you. And so we have to quiet down and listen to our own brain and let ideas come across. Because a lot of ideas, we reject a lot of ideas before they even make it into consciousness. So it takes a little bit of extra effort to let some of your better ideas blossom up, boil up.
Okay. Now, is this your first book, Ransom?
This is my first complete work of nonfiction. I've written 2 novels.
Okay. And, Alan, so let me ask you, I mean, how does your brain work?
Yeah, probably a lot like everybody else's does and most of the mammals. How does my brain work? Well, the brains work by finding patterns. We are pattern-detecting projectors. And what I mean by that is that we use all of our experience at recognizing things and situations and emotions and perceptions to build the context for the present so that we understand where we are. And then we project all that into the future. You know, we only get this second and this second, right? But we're usually thinking about what comes next, whether it's an hour away, 5 minutes away, or 10 years away. And the reason is simply, it ultimately goes back to survival, that we take everything we have before and project it into the future. So I sort of say that we're obsessive pattern detecting predictors.
You know what's interesting? I mean, yeah, but when you say that, it makes me think of that most of us are not really good listeners because we're already thinking of what's the next thing we're going to say, correct?
Well, that's a really good example of how we project into the future. And, you know, dialogue's really interesting. When you talk to somebody, or rather, if you listen to 2 people talk, you just pay attention to it, usually you'll see that the 2 people are having just slightly different conversations. Because, you know, everybody's got some kind of little agenda, you know, not that it's in any way nefarious or anything, but, you know, they're trying to make a point. Or not, or, you know, maybe just trying to get away and go talk to somebody else. But conversations tend to overlap. They have a big intersection. And when people are really focused on the same task, they overlap a lot more. But, you know, like small talk is they're hardly even having the same conversation.
Wow. Okay. Do you have any input on that? What's your thought? Okay. He's not even awake yet. Okay.
I'm taking it all in right now.
You're taking it all in. So you talk about eureka moments. Talk to us a little bit about that.
So, you know, this is the rush, right? This is when you get it. And we have these at every scale, these eureka, aha, light bulb moments. And they're kind of one of the specialist parts of being alive, when you get it. If you could remember when you learned how to read, when your brain made that transition from sounding out words to reading paragraphs where you could actually read a story and not have to worry about sounding out and figuring it out each word, that's a pretty big deal. And musicians experience it when they, you know, when they struggle to put your fingers on the right strings and strum a chord and then make the transition to playing music. Right along, when you solve a problem or you're in a classroom and it all makes sense all of a sudden. These eureka moments are one of the greatest instances of our lives, and sometimes we just blow right by them. I kind of think we ought to celebrate them because they're success.
Is that like your epiphany? Is that what you're trying to kind of talk about?
Yes, the aha, the revelation, the understanding, the juice.
Okay.
So what are some of your eureka moments in your life that really shaped where you are today?
Oh, well, certainly, you know, learning to read was. We all have them. One of them for me was being asked to write this book, The Left Brain Speaks, The Right Brain Laughs, because I was really into neuroscience. I was reading a lot about it to prepare a novel I was writing. And I was talking to a publisher about the novel, and she said, hey, I'd like you to write a book about neuroscience for me. And my first thought was, oh, wow, really? There's a million books on neuroscience. And she said, yeah, but yours would be funny. And I was like, I got it, you know. And it was at once sort of a big shift of what am I going to do next and how am I going to do it and how can I get away with it. So that was a good one. But, you know, we have them all the time. I like to watch my daughter learn how to read and learn how to play music, too.
Right. And now, you know, I'm looking through your book, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm Kim.
I'm Chad.
There you go. And, of course, we got Tom over here. But we're talking about The Left Brain Speaks and The Right Brain Laughs. And what's a lateral thought?
So lateral thoughts are when you combine two separate concepts into one. And sometimes they're literally lateral, that you're literally having patterns in your brain, networks in your brain that are separate, separate geometrically on different parts of your brain and having them connect. And getting a joke is really my favorite example. It's a good example because we can all get it. That, you know, a joke is usually something like a kind of mundane story that's going along and then takes a left turn. And that left turn, if it's absurd, then it's humor. If it's horrible, then it's horror. But it is a shift, and we get it. And that connection, those two networks making a connection, is lateral thought. Mm. And lateral thought is the root of most of the great innovation.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Let me ask you a question. Who would be interested and like, is this more for adults or younger, you know, teenagers? Tell me.
It's more for adults, I'd say.
Okay.
I think the adults would get the cultural references more likely. They might be a bit stale for some of the youngsters.
Okay.
There's a little bit of naughty language, but not very much. They edited out all of the F-bombs that had been in the earlier drafts. Totally cool with that.
Okay.
Didn't really realize they were in there, you know.
Ah.
They told me to be myself. So, hey.
They tell me to be myself, too. And I have to watch it, though, right? So, all right. Well, again, Ransom, thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, that is The Brighter Side of Life, The Right Brain Laughs. You can find something humorous in everything that you do in life, long as my dad always said, keep your humor, right? I mean, you got
to
find.
You have to.
Yeah.
Life is a joke.
I don't know. Well, anyways, but where do we find your book?
Bookstores.
Okay.
Bookstores, yeah, online, offline, they ought to be everywhere. And if they're not, you can always ask. And if you want to just read it, go to a library, and if they don't have it there, ask for it, and they'll get it.
You got it. All right. Ransom, thank you so much. Please share our show and our podcast with everyone.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
All right.
We're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it.
Sylvia Milo stars in the poetic and poignant production of The Other Mozart, directed by Isaac Byrne. The true story of this untold figure in music history comes to life with music composed by Mozart and Mariana Martinez. Original music written for the play by Nathan Davis and Phyllis Chin. The New York Times describes the show as strikingly beautiful. The Stage of London says the show is a gem. Discover the real story behind The Other Mozart at Rubicon Theater in Ventura's downtown cultural district. The Other Mozart opens May 30th. 31st and runs Wednesdays through Sundays through June 18th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Circus Vargas presents their amazing new production, Steam Cirque, under the Big Top at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, May 25th through the 29th. And coming soon to Thousand Oaks in San Luis Obispo. See death-defying acrobats, comedians, daredevils, and much more. Buy your tickets today at CircusVargas.com. For the finest in family entertainment and memories that last a lifetime, don't miss Circus Vargas.
Studio Channel Islands has an exciting event coming up. It's the 4th Annual Arts Alive Festival. This two-day event features more than 125 artists, entertainers, and art organizations. Bring the entire family and enjoy Kids Corner, art demos, music, singing, dancing, and more. The festival takes place on Saturday, May 27th from 10 to 5 and Sunday, May 28th from 11 to 4. Also, visit Studio Channel Islands Art Studios on the first day of each month. View more than 40 of the area's best artists, paintings, and sculptures. Open to the public every first Saturday of the month. Free admission and free parking. June 3rd, July 1st, and August 5th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, please visit StudioChannelIslands.org.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I actually made a little French toast casserole.
She did. It's delicious over here. You should come join us in the studio.
I know. I know. The little butter pecan and
Do you love cooking?
You know what? I like cooking when I have time and I'm not one to like actually follow directions. I kind of like, okay, let me figure this out, you know, but
so it's not
I follow directions.
It's not a love of your life.
I love it when it turns out really well. No, I actually, family traditions. I love that, you know?
Because so. I find cooking for me relaxing.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted by the end of it.
Me too, because it takes 5 minutes to eat and then all of a sudden, you know,
I'm
you've
okay
been.
I'm okay with that because I love everybody's expression.
Oh, and you're waiting for the, what if they don't give you an expression at all?
Oh, they will.
Oh, as he, do you do that like hurry?
I'm like no, yeah. I need a. And then I also you know I pick along the way, so I'm never hungry by the time.
So you don't sit down and eat with everybody when you're cooking.
No, I just watch everybody. I just observe.
What's your favorite? What's your specialty? I know you said Mexican food, right?
I mean, I love Mexican food. I love Italian. I love food. I mean, come on, that's why those 20 pounds are hard to come off.
I know. Like, I know. God.
I don't really have a specialty. I just it depends. Whatever I have a passion. I make an amazing lasagna. Make amazing pesto. I make amazing chicken enchiladas. I do a duck egg roll. So I can do all over the place.
Wow. All right. We're doing potluck, baby.
You're like, next week it's you.
I like it. All right. Well, we have our next guest on, and Dr. Peter Borton. And we're going to be talking again, which I love this because this is really what my show is all about, is the well life, how to use structure, sweetness, space, to create balance, happiness, and peace. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, if you have to run out and you want to hear any of this, you can listen to this on our podcast, and that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, or go to our website, kimpaganoshow.com. All of our back shows are there. So let's welcome Dr. Borton. Dr. Borton, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Kim.
How are you?
Oh, well, I'm really hungry, actually.
I know. Do you want some of my French toast? It's like,
yes,
this French
please.
Toast casserole, although Clay's like, it's bread. no kidding, it's bread, you know? So yeah. Anyways, but it's Tom enjoyed it, right, Tom?
It was delicious, Kim. I will have seconds, please.
Okay, good. Okay. All right. So, Dr. Borton, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up around Boston, and then I got my bachelor's in botany. And as I was growing up in that area, I visited the witchcraft stores of Salem just out of, you know, curiosity as a teenager, and I ended up kind of getting interested in herbal medicine in the process. I mean, most of these stores sell things like love potions and stuff like that, but a lot of them sell herbs that are basically herbal medicines, and that kind of kindled an interest in natural medicine in me, and I went on to become a doctor of Chinese medicine.
Wow. So you're totally into Chinese medicine? Now,
yeah.
That is so interesting to me. I don't know. I just think that is... So do you... ever take, you know, traditional medicine at all, or are you, that's it?
Oh, of course. Okay. Yeah. You know, a lot of us, I think, go into natural medicine, start out feeling kind of like hardcore, like mainstream medicine is bad for you and poisonous, and then natural medicine is the only way. And I think anybody who sort of matures into it over the years and treats a lot of people and sort of recognizes, you know, what works and what doesn't work has to understand that both systems have their strengths. And really, I think if you have the best interest of your patients in mind, then you've got to bridge that gap and use the best of what works from both systems.
Very interesting. And so how do you give yourself a total life makeover by incorporating sweetness and what feeds your soul?
Yeah, you know, sweetness is the term we use in our book for all of the kind of body and soul nourishing stuff in life, from cooking and eating to taking a bath, to hanging out with friends, to play and laughter. And everybody knows that that's like what really feeds us the most in life. It's what we live for, really. And yet we all have the tendency to kind of let that stuff or the enjoyment of the sweetness kind of fall by the wayside when life gets stressful. We start to sort of treat that stuff as like a treat or a reward. And so it's like, well, you know, right now I just have to push through this, and that can wait till the weekend, or that can wait till retirement or something. And so our main message is for people to actually start scheduling that stuff in their calendar and make it non-negotiable. And for people who say, like, I just don't have time for that, the second piece of that is to really start to find or discover the sweetness that's in everything that you're already doing, to really kind of go deep. And I think that in this day and age, with so much media, like the constant Facebook updates and Twitter and everything else that's kind of flowing through our lives, it's so hard to keep up with everything that we kind of tend to go shallow with it all. And then we find ourselves kind of going shallow, like in real life with our friends and family and stuff. And part of this finding sweetness means like going deep again and really just dropping everything, putting your phone away and really being in whatever you're doing.
I agree 100%. I mean, I'm all about living in the moment, and I think that's why I love food so much. It's one of the only things that I have come across that literally uses all my senses. Literally, you can be in the moment, and it sounds bad, but you can be in the moment with an amazing dish, and you can smell it, you can touch it, you can see it, you can taste it, you can all of that, and you can hear it when it's in your mouth, and it really, you just encompass it. And so I think that's why I love those type of experiences, and I do find that people just kind of bypass all of it. Oh, food is, you know, nourishment or whatever, and I don't get that. I'm like, no, why put it in your mouth?
Oh, just
then?
To eat.
Well, there's people out there that do it.
My husband and I are foodies, so I totally can appreciate it, and I love the art of somebody
because visually it can be beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think that for a lot of people, their issues with their weight could be in large part or maybe totally corrected if they really just got into the enjoyment of food as much as possible. And if that were your top priority, you know, would you ever be putting food in your mouth when there was already food in your mouth? No. Would you ever eat when you weren't hungry? No, because you'd want to be totally ready for it and completely savoring every bite. And if you were completely with it like that, you'd be nourished by it. You'd know when you were full, you'd stop, because that's not enjoyable really anymore after you're stuffed. And I think, you know, you'd probably find something closer anyway to your optimal weight.
So being more mindful is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Just being in the moment.
Yeah. Recognizing. Being in, yeah. And like, I love what you said. You wouldn't put another, you know, bite in if you already had a bite. You wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't.
No, you're kind of on autopilot when you're eating like that.
Yeah. But a lot of people are on autopilot throughout their life, right? I mean, I have to say sometimes I am, and all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I just need to take a moment and kind of like.
I don't agree with you. I don't think you're ever on autopilot. I've never seen you. I've seen you tired.
Yeah.
And run down just because life gets to us sometimes. But I've never seen you on autopilot. I wouldn't agree with that.
No, okay. Well, you think you're, I'm. Thank you. You take, I appreciate
you
that.
You take every moment, and I think you try to cherish it. And sometimes, you know, it's harder than other times, but I think you literally live each moment as it is.
This is true. And you know, it's funny. You saw me over at the Four Seasons last week, and oh my God, talk about like taking some time off. Oh my God, it was our anniversary. And God, that is just such an amazing place over there just to shut down. And it was interesting. I met all these listeners. And so,
and I think that's,
you know,
what Doctor is talking about. Yeah. You took a moment. You took a moment to yourself and your husband, and you enjoyed the sweetness of life.
The sweet, and we need to do that.
We have to.
Yeah. And I, and you know, it's interesting. I just wrote another column for my magazine that I write for, and that's Kaneo Valley Lifestyle. And it's interesting because, you know, we have these holidays because, of course, it's Christmas Eve today and Hanukkah, the first day of Hanukkah. And, you know, we've got all these holidays, but why can't every day be a holiday? Why can't we be blessed and you know, present that we woke up today, that, you know, today's another day, another clean slate for us to.
Well, that's why I go. That's why I go away for the holidays, because I think people forget. I mean, my son's at an age where all he cares about is presents.
Right.
All I care about is my family time. So we go away. I don't want to deal with the stress of going.
My husband asked me, he's like, are we going to start incorporating chats? Because I told him, you know. And again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, we're so glad that you're here. We're talking with Dr. Peter Borton, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Dr. Borton, is this your first book?
Well, it's the first book that's been published on a large scale through a major publisher. But actually, 2 years ago, my wife and I created kind of a planner organized around helping you discover what you really want to do in life and making it happen. And we called it the Dream Book, and we ran a Kickstarter campaign for it, and we got funded well over our goal. And that's actually become, even though we publish it ourselves, it's actually become a really good seller. I mean, we probably sell, I don't know, 5,000 copies a month or something.
Oh, my God. Will you send me a couple? I would love to have you back on to talk about that, too.
Yeah, after the show, I'll get your address.
Yeah, that's interesting because, so do you, because that's what, you know, we have like appointment books, okay, to put appointments in, but we don't have appointment or books that we plan our life. Is that kind of what it's about?
It is. I mean, the name of it, the full name is Rituals for Living Dream Book. And the basis of it is this idea that ritual, which we've kind of all been touching on here in this conversation, is something that's being lost. And I think for a lot of people, maybe they think of ritual in a religious context or in like a context of like their, you know, their the elders in their family that maybe doesn't work for them anymore. And we encourage people to create their own rituals and just notice how the rituals, by just sort of doing something a little bit differently for a few moments each day, making it special, it's kind of like such a simple statement that it's almost too simple to take seriously. But we're always telling people, the more specialness you add to your life, the more special your life will be. And people are like, yeah, yeah. And it's like, but no, don't just dismiss it because it's so simplistic. Really, if you would just take a moment here, you know, before you eat, maybe light a candle, maybe think about all the people that were involved in putting this food on your table, you'll just notice that these become kind of like these anchor points in your day. And especially if you have a family, you know, your kids begin to sort of recognize this kind of consistency that they can really rely on, I think, when you do that.
You know, what's interesting, I love what you're talking about, first of all, and is my husband and I are, you know, our kids are older now, and we're kind of almost empty nesting. Of course, we still have a couple kids that come in and out, you know, but in the morning, we wake up, we have our coffee together. And then about 3 or 4 o'clock, we'll have another cup of coffee when we come home. And then just before bed, we have like a herbal tea. It's almost like our time to connect again. And it's funny how you start something and then it's like you look forward to it, you know, and then there's just different things that you need to have in your life to kind of bring you back to base one.
Absolutely. And there might be something that you want to start incorporating into your life, some habit that you don't really know how to go about it. It doesn't seem that pleasant. But if you were to create kind of a ritual around it, that might make it more special and palatable or appealing to you. And it's a way to make it a regular thing in your life.
I love that. Dr. Borton, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I'd love to continue talking with you.
Of course.
Okay, perfect. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to do a quick shout out to Hometown Buffet. And of course, my show, we got together and we donated 50 meals over to the City Center Transitional Living. And we'd love to give back. That's something we did. Also, a big shout out to Teaching Life Choices Incorporated. Check them out. We donated a bunch of gift certificates to Interfaith Children and Family Services. So just, you know, trying to give back, make sure that we can help a lot of people. And that's what we've been doing here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we're here all the way till 8 o'clock. And of course, we're talking with Dr. Peter Borton right now. And we're talking about his book, The Well Life. And Peter, we were talking about, do you mind if I call you Peter?
Sure.
Okay. We were talking about rituals and, you know, since you and your husband, you and your wife have been doing this together, what are some of the rituals that you guys actually have started?
Well, we every night, one of the things that I have looked forward to the most over the past few years is that we always write down a handful of the things we're grateful for at the end of every day as we're in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one of those things that you a lot of times you start some sort of good habit and you wonder, how long is this going to last? It sounds like a great idea, but somehow this one really stuck for us. And, you know, as we say in the book, what you put your attention on grows in your life. What you focus on kind of comes to the forefront of your life. So just this really simple practice of acknowledging what's working in your life, what you have to be grateful for, is a really excellent way to shift your mindset and start thinking in the positive and invite more of that into your life.
Wow, I like that. I mean, that is something that, you know, I think we should all do, right? Now, I looked at key ways to build energy through sweetness, and one of them is look great, even if you don't have to. As a hair therapist, I think that's so important. Let yourself be fascinated by everything around you. If you look closely, you'll find amazing things everywhere. And I always say that, you know, I mean, we need to put our rose-colored glasses on because there is so many amazing things around us. And yet sometimes, you know, we have that negative talk inside us and we can't see them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know, to a great degree, it's really just habit, and when we find ourselves, you know, in a dark place, a lot of times it's just sort of crappy habits of thinking where we've just come accustomed to sort of looking for the bad. So we tell people, you know, to sort of look for the positive stuff and then really latch onto it and kind of rev it up and share it and get excited about it and sort of treat it as if you sort of you just found like a vein of gold in the earth, and your job is to follow it and jump to the next good thing and the next good thing and the next good thing. And in the meantime, just notice if you've kind of like veered off into the dirt. And for a lot of people, you know, that might mean you've got some friends that are going to always tempt you to just kind of like gossip or, you know, speak negatively. And sometimes you just need to either make space or just try to have a buffer inside and kind of laugh about it. For a lot of people, I think choosing your media consciously can really help. Like for a while, I was watching Breaking Bad, and my wife would come in and she'd be like, "Why are you watching this?" And I was like, "Oh, it's just such good writing." And she's like, "I know, but it's like horribly violent." And I, you know, I had to step back and realize it's not really great for my psyche to be watching, you know, people killing each other and stuff like that. And
right.
I think we've become really blasé about that sort of thing because it's so common in media.
Now, I know we haven't really talked a little bit about this. You said that you do a lot of Chinese medicine. So is there things that we can use? Because obviously with the holidays, you know, some people are feeling low and, you know, maybe feeling alone or feeling like, you know, they need something. How would that, is there something that could help them?
Yeah, I mean, there are all sorts of things, and it's a little bit more individualized, perhaps, than that, than I want to make it out to be. But if for people who are feeling low around the holidays, first of all, to kind of go back to this rituals thing, I think a lot of people have lost any sense of real meaning around the holidays because it's a big, you know, commercial fest for everybody to just like buy a lot of stuff and produce a lot of waste and all that. And so to find some meaning, like what's this really about for you? If, you know, whether you're actually observant in a religious sense or not, if you are, then get back to what that's about. And if you're not, then, you know, thinking about what you can do to support your community during this time. I think for a lot of people, taking the focus off of themselves and looking at what you can do to help somebody else is a great way to feel better because we often just end up in this cycle of kind of scrutinizing ourselves and maybe we don't feel totally happier, as well as we should in this, what we're told is the most wonderful time of the year. And then when we start to look at like the difference between what we are feeling and what we think we should be feeling, that just makes us feel even worse. We're like, but I'm not feeling well, and this is like the holiday season, and now I feel even worse about that.
Right, right. But recognize your feelings of, you know, that every day is not going to be this perfect day, right? But you can make the best and be kind to yourself and kind of honor your own journey, right?
Absolutely. I think there's no value in scolding yourself about that. And I think where, as you start to recognize how you can be of service to other people or what value you bring to the world or to your community, that's often a huge boost in people's sense of wellness and self-worth. And this is a time of year where lots of people who don't have a family or don't have maybe even enough to eat or warm clothes or whatever could absolutely use anything that you're able to give if you are, and it'll give you a tremendous boost in your sense of worth.
I totally
see your value out in the world.
I totally agree with that. I think, you know, whatever your gift is that you have, go and share it with somebody, because when you're giving of yourself, you're actually getting, you know, helping your own self.
Absolutely.
As well
as
others.
That's how community is built.
Yeah, that is. Exactly. So now I know you have on here, why is keeping your word maybe the most life-changing habit you could adopt? I love that because to me it talks about integrity, but what's your thought on that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, integrity is something I think that people don't really think much these days anymore. And, we saw plenty of that in the past. Presidential campaign, the kind of integrity is out the window. And I think that people are usually pretty good about keeping their agreements with other people. Like if you say you're going to show up at a lunch date with somebody or you're going to pick up your kids, you're going to be there because you probably recognize that there's going to be some damage to that relationship if you don't keep your word. But where most people have some work to do is around their agreements with themselves. Like maybe you tell yourself, I'm not going to eat dessert tonight, or I'm going to
never mind,
work out.
That only lasts in an hour or something, right? Yeah.
Right. So if you tell yourself, I'm not going to eat dessert for a month, or I'm going to work out 3 days this week, and then you don't follow through on that, for one, you're kind of giving yourself the message that I don't really matter. Keeping agreements with other people, that's fine. But for me, I'm not so important that it matters to keep agreements with myself. And you also kind of erode your self-trust because you're telling yourself, well, I can't really be trusted. If I make an agreement with myself, it may happen, it may not happen. And where that really starts to matter is when you begin to want to do something bigger with your life or to make a change, and your integrity with yourself here is either going to totally undermine you because you've just got like a gigantic mental file of all the broken agreements you have with yourself, or it's going to support you if you've been keeping your agreements and being your word. And in that case, you know, your word kind of becomes a powerful tool of creation. It's like everything you say you're going to do, you do.
Right.
And it's pretty much, you know, your word is as good as reality. You say, I'm going to go, I'm going to like buy a retirement home in Mexico or something, and chances are it's going to happen.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, you think you are like that?
Keep my word to myself?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have flexibility because I don't make promises to myself unless I know I can do it.
Right.
I make suggestions.
I don't make them to my kids either anymore because
no.
they'll
hold it against
exactly.
you. I have an 8-year-old, of course. They hold everything against you. But I've learned to give myself some flexibility also because, you know, life can change at a drop of a hat. I mean, I wasn't here last week because my partner had an accident. And,
I know. Thank God.
You know, so
okay,
life
yeah.
can happen, and he's fine.
Yeah.
But life can happen at a drop of a hat. So you have to allow flexibility in there and not be too hard on yourself, because then I think that's when that negative talk comes. And so, yes, I think you need to keep promises to yourself and your loved ones and the people in your life, but also I think you need to allow yourself some flexibility,
right,
and not hold yourself that harshly.
Right.
Absolutely. And you know, we tell people to do your best to keep your agreements, but if you have to break an agreement, well, ideally try to change the agreement before you're actually breaking it. So if you know you're not going to be there on time to meet your friend, ideally you're not calling them like 5 minutes late or texting them 5 minutes late and be like, yeah, I'm about to be there. But you text them like 15 minutes ahead of time and say, I'm running late. Can we meet, at 11:15 instead of 11 or whatever, and then you stay in agreement. Or if you actually have to break the agreement, then hopefully you clean it up and you maintain trust in yourself because you actually care. And you
accountability.
Clean it up.
I think we're talking about accountability. Absolutely. Yeah. And so let me ask you, Peter, what are we going to find in your book? Tell us, and who is this book for?
Well, it's really for anybody who kind of feels like there's a potential for more in their life. And the whole thing started really with my wife and I realizing that a lot of our patients were essentially healthy, like their body and mind were pretty functional, but their lives weren't really working the way they wanted them to. And maybe they didn't have enough income, or they weren't really doing work that was meaningful to them, or they didn't have happy, supportive relationships. And we started to think, our definition of real, true, whole life wellness needs to expand. It should include these things. It should be more than just a functional mind and body, but a life that really works and feels balanced and like you're living closer to your potential. So anybody who sort of feels like, I know that I have more potential. I have gifts that could be honed and shared with the world, or I could be doing meaningful work, or I could be making more money and just having a sense of ease around that instead of always a struggle. That's who this book is for.
Now, is your wife a doctor too?
She is a practitioner of Ayurvedic medicine, the traditional.
Oh, Ayurvedic. Yeah, that's very cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you explain that to Chad?
I have a bewilderment look on my face. I was like, know. What is that?
Yeah.
What is Ayurveda?
Yeah.
Yes.
So Ayurveda is the ancient medical system of India, and it's been around, for thousands of years. I think Ayurveda stands for the science of life.
And basically, it's eating the food that's right for your body. Is that correct?
Diet and nutrition are a big part of it, but it includes yoga. And yoga and sort of prescriptions of yoga for people are an integral part of Ayurveda. And it actually has a sort of system of pressure points that are similar to acupuncture. And it even actually has, I think from probably more than 2,000 years, a system of surgery. So they were very advanced.
Wow. Okay. Very cool. And
although
do you guys...
your Ayurvedic practitioner in the United States, I wouldn't get surgery from them.
No? Okay. Now, so give us the brighter side of your book and what we're going to find. Can you give us like five things that we're going to, that we can add to the beginning of our next year?
Well,
tips.
Yeah, I mean, the structure of the book is to start out by establishing a foundation in physical and psychological health that'll support you as you start to kind of restructure and build a life that really is truly well. And so we cover pretty briefly, but in a pithy kind of way, some of the things that will get you kind of the most bang for your buck in terms of wellness practices. And in a lot of the classical texts of Chinese medicine, the cause of different diseases is listed as an imbalance between movement and stillness. And what that means basically, well, historically, it was mostly that people were working too much. There was too much movement and not enough stillness. They were laboring all day long, and that was exhausting them. And it's an interesting thing that today we kind of have the opposite problem. If anything, people have the unique privilege of being too sedentary. And so exercise, and by that I mean working and stretching every part of your body, probably yields more health benefits than pretty much anything else. So everybody should try to find a way to move, especially if you've eaten a lot of holiday treats.
Yeah.
And,
keep
and
your body moving, right? Anything is better than nothing.
Yeah, truly. I feel like even if you could do 5 minutes, that's something. Don't be overly ambitious and set yourself up to fail by saying,
right,
I'm going to go out and do this. I'm going to run a marathon in 2 weeks or something if you're not set up for that. But the other side of that, another expression of an imbalance of movement and stillness is that on a mental level, we're way more active than we've ever been. We're constantly analyzing this like flood of information that moves through our lives now in the form of all of the various media and data that we're exposed to. And we rarely have a moment of like mental downtime or stillness. And so that is something else that I think we're in desperate need of, a time during waking life where our mind is just put to rest. And
God.
I'm not talking about reading or watching TV.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to talk with you more. Please send me a couple of your other books. I'd love to have you back and maybe have your wife back with you.
Absolutely.
Again, I'm so excited to talk with you, Dr. Peter Borton, and, of course, their book, The Well Life. Please share our show and our podcast with everyone, and I look forward to talking with you. We always end our show with a moment of happiness. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Wishing you happiness. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.